A funny person.
Well, thank you. I take that as a compliment each and every time it's said to me.
You should.
We're just off the kitchen at Ronald McDonald House on the CHEO campus to get the word out about 50-50 lotto tickets. That jackpot continues to grow.
It's going over $18,000. I want to see it grow and grow. So the sun is coming out, or sun sort of cloudy, rainy day today, but some of the families are starting to wake up for what is a very different day than the kind that you and I have, right,
oh, yeah.
Tim?
100%.
Sitting in front of us is Madison. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
You showed me a picture of your three-month-old Roman, who is beautiful, and he has so much hair, and I love it.
Thank you. Gets it from his dad.
Oh, nice. So how long have you been here, Madison?
We've been here since August. Mm. My son came to CHEO at 2 days old by helicopter. Crazy.
Wow.
Just feeling anxious, of course. We've been here since. He's been fighting very hard, improving every single day, amazing us every single day, proving doctors and health professionals wrong. Now he's almost 3 months old, and he's just doing very well, like thriving. And Ron McDonald House really helped us with my husband and I and our family. Like, it's just such a pleasure to be here, looking outside in the the waterfall when it's happening. Like, it makes me feel like close to home. We live 2 hours away, so the wildlife brings us back home for sure.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been able to happen without Ron McDonald House, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, and even being here and just, and even the families, we all connected to each other, even if our stories are different. We've been through very hard times, very unfortunate hard times and good times.
Have you met people here at the house, other families that you think you have connected with that you never imagined you would connect with on a level?
Absolutely. I mean, like, I never thought of this place. I hear it on the news, but like, I've never thought I would be here. Like, my family would be here and connecting with lovely, lovely people. Like, Romans changed our lives. Like, I can't express how much a child can change my life so drastically. And he changed mine for the better. Mm-hmm. So, and meeting all these lovely families and their children just makes me feel at home, like being away from home.
Yeah.
It's a family. I understand that.
And do you think that being here at Ronald McDonald House has just helped in a little way at the end of each day, having a place to come home to that's not a hotel room?
Yes. Definitely. We have our own living spaces. We have our own just kind of like a getaway in a sense, instead of being in a hotel room, because the hotel room can get depressing and you can overthink. But here they have like lovely meals. We get together and eat at the dining areas and share our days. Like, one family in particular, my husband and I are really close to, and their son. We connect every single day, even if we only 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. We talk and we give each other hugs, and their son even means a lot because I can't bring mine here yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Can I ask you how long you think you'll be staying here for?
That we don't know. I mean, okay. Hopefully we'll get to go home soon. But I mean, it's Roman's time. He's the boss.
Yeah.
So we're kind of just waiting on him.
Okay. So we met Madison, by the way. She came and walked behind Ronald McDonald House. So you were already at CHEO this morning.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I stayed overnight with my son because you have to have a parent there all the time.
Okay.
My husband's with him right now. So.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us.
And thank you for sharing the photo of your beautiful boy too, because my, what a cutie!
Oh my goodness, yeah. Roman! Yeah.
And I think it's important to have, you know, to share these stories, because at the radio station we talk a lot about the 50-50 draw, and we say buy your tickets, and the jackpot is very exciting to have that amount. But this is why we're here. This is why we're doing it. And this is why we're selling lottery tickets and raising money for Ronald McDonald House.
And in July, Madison had no idea how much of a part Ron McDonald's would be part of her life and her family's life.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, Roman's changed my life forever. Mm-hmm. He's going to continue to change my life for the better. And just opening my eyes into a more appreciative thought process, and I he deserves to have like his short story shared. Even though he's 3 months old, I just want him to look back and see how much Ron McDonald has done for his dad and I, and also for him potentially coming and visiting here once he gets out of CHEO, which we hope is soon. He's going to have his surgery when he gets to the proper weight, and once again, he's going to beat the odds. I have full belief in him. He's a very strong boy. Very strong. Sassy, too.
Good.
Thank you for your strength and your courage to come on the radio and talk to Ottawa about your story. That takes a lot of courage, and we appreciate it very much.
Roman would definitely want me to. He's the one that's going to hear this and look back and be like, wow, my mom talked about me so proudly. Like, he makes me so proud. He's my first child, and yeah, he definitely opened my eyes and appreciated a lot more. And same with Ron McDonald House. They definitely make me feel appreciated and not feeling so alone in something that's so hard for a first-time parent.
Wow. That's it. Those are all your reasons to donate today.
Can I do the sell line now?
Do the sell line, Tim.
All right, boom997.com. The Ronald McDonald House 50-50 link to buy your tickets is up and live right now. We want to see that jackpot grow and grow. Thank you for coming
in. Thank you.
No, thank you. And yes, donate. It will definitely help families like us and future families. I just want Roman's story to be shared for moms that are probably going through what I'm going through, and dads too.